Kovac turned his full attention to Cooper.
Sir, may I tell you what a privilege it has been to work for you the past few years? Your teachings have fundamentally changed my life in ways I never knew existed. It would be my greatest honor if I could shake your hand.
Thank you, Zelimir, but alas, I cannot. Despite my youthful appearance, I am almost 83 years old. When I was still doing genetic research, I developed an anti-rejection drug tailor-made to my DNA, so I have been able to receive a new heart, lungs, kidneys, and eyes from enterprising sources. And cosmetic surgery keeps me looking younger than I should. I have artificial hips, knees, and discs in my back. I eat a balanced diet, drink only occasionally, and have never smoked. I expect I should be able to enjoy a full and vigorous life well past 120 years old.
He held up his gloved hands. The fingers were bent and twisted, like the limbs of an ancient tree.
However, arthritis runs in my family, and I have been unable to arrest its crippling effects. Nothing would give me more pleasure than to shake your hand in recognition of your kind words and excellent service, but I am simply unable.
I understand.
Kovac saw no irony in a man espousing a smaller world population while artificially lengthening his own lifespan.
And don't worry, Cooper added. There isn't much that Kyle Henley could have deduced during his brief stay on Greece. And even if his father gets that information to the proper authorities, there isn't time for them to react. Interrogating the father is just a minor detail, the mere tying of a loose thread, as it were. Don't trouble yourself about it.
Yes, sir, Kovac said automatically.
On to other business, Severance said. We are pushing up our timetable.
You're sending out all 50 teams?
Yes, well, 49. There's already a team on the Golden Sky for the final test of the transmitter. So, 50 teams and 50 cruise ships. It will take 3 or 4 days to get everyone in position. Some of the ships are at sea, while others are on the other side of the globe. Our people will carry the virus that Lydell perfected and we manufactured in the Philippines. How long will it take to initialize a test?
Kovac thought for a moment.
Perhaps by this afternoon. We need to run up the other engines to fully charge the batteries, as well as stabilize power distribution in order to protect the antenna.
The test virus we gave the people on the Golden Sky is a simple, fast-acting rhinovirus, so we will know within 12 hours if the receiver got the signal. As long as we send it no later than tonight, we should be fine. Of course, there's a second team aboard her that is planting our principal virus.
This is a great moment, gentlemen, Lydell Cooper said. The culmination of everything I have worked for. Soon, there will be a new beginning, a fresh dawn, where humanity will shine like it was meant to. Gone will be the burdensome multitudes that tax our natural resources and return nothing but more mouths to feed. In one generation, with half the world unable to bear children, the population will return to a sustainable level. There will be no more want or need. We will abolish poverty, hunger, even the threat of global warming.
A tear ran unabashedly down Zelimir Kovac's cheek, and he made no move to wipe it away. Tom Severance, who had known Cooper for all of his adult life and had heard him speak 1,000 times, was equally moved.